And I want to give you an example. Some of you may remember, it was over a year ago, maybe close to a year and a half by now. It was a few months after October 7th of 2023 when the terrorist from Hamas invaded Israel out from Gaza. Not only were there rocket attacks and things that was normal, but actually killed, murdered, raped, and kidnapped, what was it, like 1,200 people? And that was very disturbing. And somewhere, if memory serves properly, somewhere around 3 months or so into that, if you want to call it, that retaliation back from Israel, from the IDF as they entered into Gaza, and people were just going crazy. Probably a little more, probably about more like 4 to 5 months. Because first of all, it hadn't been over in a day or four. And secondly, because, I mean, they were blowing up stuff, you know? And it was a big deal. And you begin to hear all of these voices coming out, you know, again, for people that don't know God, what do you expect? Okay? They're probably going to be listening to the spirit that's in the world, and that ain't good. Okay? But, be that as it may, the people who do know God, instead of trying to figure these things out on their own, they should be going to God and saying, you know, Jesus, you are already Pasachrator. You are already the Almighty over all things. You've been given authority. You said all authority has been given to you in heaven and in earth. Okay? So, what's up? What are you directing out from your kingdom? And some of you may remember that I shared with you as I was reading one day, had no idea, hadn't heard anything about that in the sense of Ezekiel. I was just reading, and I came across the 25th chapter of Ezekiel, 15th and 16th verses. And I'm going somewhere with this, okay? But here's what I read. Thus says the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with a spiteful heart to destroy with the ancient hatred. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines and will cut off the Kerethites and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. I just sat there. And immediately, I could see stuff. First of all, you do know that Gaza actually is a city, an ancient city on the western coast there, the border of Israel. That has been the land that the Philistines have lived in literally for millennia. Right? That means thousands of years. Okay? So, I've been asking God, what am I to declare concerning these things? Because I am a child of God, placed with standing in the kingdom of God, and I am supposed to have a dominating profession. But you don't just shoot your mouth off. You need to say whatever it is that God says. And I shared that with you again somewhere a little over a year and a half ago. And as I say these things, there's a lot of people who will take umbrage. Y'all know what that means? Like, they don't like it. They'll be upset about it. And that's okay. That's their business. However, Being a believer, being one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, and I look to that kingdom, and I believe his word is true, so for me, that was all I needed to see. And as he showed that to me, now for probably, you know, for all of that time, over a year now, as I have gone to God, standing and declaring these things, that's what I have said. And just to give you one more interesting thing to look at, you remember I mentioned October 7th, right? And that how many people were murdered, killed, some raped and kidnapped, right? The word charithites can be a reference of a group of people, but the actual word in Hebrew is executioners. When you make that plural, that says the executioners, the Philistines, and the actual executioners. That's pretty plain, is it not? Again, people can, and there are lots of them, on the other side of the fence saying you can't do that. Well, I'm sorry, I do it every day, okay? I believe God. I believe what he said, and I believe he showed that to me. Now, remember I said I'm going somewhere. What's the point? As I stand before God declaring these things concerning the nation of Israel, who's the prime minister there? Benjamin Netanyahu, right? What do you think he has to deal with every day? In a word, yes. The pressure, the winds all around the world putting pressure on him to stop this, right? I can't imagine, I don't want to imagine the kind of pressure that must be. Some of it comes from inside his own country, the high courts, for instance. And some of those, just like we have in Washington, in the House and Senate, we have people who are directly opposed to the will of God, pretty openly, okay? Well, they have the same problem there, even though that's Israel. They have people that are opposed to God's will. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Remember Jesus? Remember those people of Israel, the high priest, and the scribes and the Pharisees who were in direct opposition to the will of God? This is not new. Okay, so I'm aware of this, and in that declaration, as I'm speaking over the prime minister, saying, grant him resolve, in the Greek, parousia.